Viscount Anderson first wanted to know what we wanted to see him about. He wanted to prepare himself in advance. He did not want to be taken by surprise. Now, Mr. Chairman, compare this with the preliminaries of sending a delegation to Canada. Did they send us a guard or a request to know what we wanted to see them about? Did they ask for memorandums? Not at all. They almost fell over themselves putting out the welcome hand. The delegation would be welcomed with a heart and a half. The joy bells will ring out in Ottawa when they arrive. Now, what does all this mean? In the first place, it means that the British government has endorsed Canada's action, that she has encouraged Canada to give us a big hand. And if she has done this, it also means that the British government is prepared to see us go into Canada, that she wants us to go into Canada. For myself, I see in it just a further confirmation of something which I have long expected. I have much interesting evidence later which I may place before this House when the matter of forms of government eventually come up. But for the present, I say this, and you may think I am talking rashly if you like. I say to you that there is in operation at the present time a conspiracy to sell, and I use the word sell advisedly, this country to the Dominion of Canada. I repeat, some people may think I am talking wildly, but I would ask them to remember that long before this, I made statements in this House which were regarded at the time as wild prophecies, but time proved that I was right. All I ask you then to do in the present instance is to watch events develop in the coming 2 months, then pass your judgment on the statements I make today. Watch in particular the attractive bait which will be held out to lure our country into the Canadian mousetrap. Listen to the flowery sales talk which will be offered you, telling Newfoundlanders they're a lost people, that our only hope, our only salvation, lies in following a new Moses into the promised land across the Cabot Strait. By the way, I note by recent papers that there are 30,000 men unemployed in the Maritimes alone. Can it be that things are so wonderful in this paradise that men don't need to work? Gentlemen, before leaving this matter, I would say just this. Look out for those amongst us who would take ourselves and our country on a one-way ride. But let me again return to my comments on the delegation to England. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, there are some people...